It's 8:05. Obviously, a lot to talk about with the impending weather and the big ice and snow and rain and all that cold weather that's coming over the next 48 hours or so. And that, of course, leads our big three, Michael. We've got a little snow this morning, and it's still coming down briefly here. You know, it's not a heavy storm. It's not sticking a lot, it's at least not around the city. I'm sure north and west, you've got a different situation. But a major mess this weekend. We will track it for you. In fact, I'm going to check in with Alice Stockton Rossini in a few seconds to see how people are preparing in Parsippany, New Jersey. Also in the big three, BuzzFeed reporting that the president instructed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about the Trump Tower project in Moscow. If proven true, well, that would be obstruction of justice. Mm. And rounding out the big three, I can't come to your State of the Union. You can't take a trip on a government plane to visit the troops in Afghanistan. It's the schoolyard tit-for-tat between the president and Nancy Pelosi. We'll discuss that momentarily. And you know what's coming up at 8:30, Michael?
Yes, I do.
More tickets to The Who. This is the Jones Beach Show on May 15th, and we're going to play a little clip of a Who song, or a song from The Who.
Right.
I get chastised when I don't go The Who.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll play a clip, and we'll play Name That Tune. First caller who knows it will be the winner. Now, a couple of loose ends from the last segment. We were talking about Michael's column, first of all. He has a column every Friday in the Post. You can check it out on our website at 710wr.com/LennonMichael. Interesting how they're thinking about bringing the Twilight Zone to Broadway and how they're going to crystallize some episodes, and might work. It's going to be in London, so check out Michael's column. Also, we were talking about long national anthems.
Uh-huh, at the Super Bowl.
I think you asked who did the longest one, because Gladys Knight is going to sing, an Atlanta native, at this coming Super Bowl in February.
He's
a little quick research from our esteemed producer, Natalie. Turns out that in 2013, Alicia Keys set the long record, 2 minutes and 36.4 seconds.
Oh, say can you see?
Oh, that's going to take a while.
That's slow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Ay, ay, ay.
Lex. Say every word.
And oh, if you want to know, she broke Natalie Cole's record by 4 seconds.
Oh, I love Natalie Cole.
Yeah. Mm.
Alicia Keys is hosting the Grammys. I hope she picks up the pace.
I hope so, a little bit.
Well, they were saying that for Gladys Knight, they think the over-under will be a minute 45, and that's something people bet on. They have, Michael is really aware of this, they have what's called prop bets. Mm. You can bet on everything, length of national anthem, who's going to win the coin toss. So we all...
You bet on everything?
No, but we do here in the studio, we have a contest.
Do they bet on who's going to win?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's one of them, yes.
That's the most important one at
the
end.
That's on the list?
Yeah, but that seems to get buried in the shuffle. Speaking of getting buried, some areas may get buried. Let's quickly check in with Alice Stockton Rossini in Parsippany. Alice, good morning. What are you finding out there?
Snow is falling. There's snow on the ground. Winter is coming. There's a lot of salt on the shelves at the local Home Depots, the ShopRites. People are going in, they're getting their bread, they're getting their milk, but for the most part, it's a Saturday. People are so relieved that this storm is on a Saturday, so they're going to be binge-watching TV shows, and they're going to be watching movies, and they're going to pray that when the storm is over and the temperatures drop into single digits, that everything doesn't freeze up and wires don't come down, so they don't get stuck in the house with their kids and no electronics. Imagine that. That's what's going on here.
All right, Alice. We're going to check back with you later this hour. We want a full report. You know, you seem very amped up about this. Well, we want to get
I am. I'm very excited.
Clearly, you're a Twilight Zone fan.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? The guy with the glasses sitting on top of a pile of books.
That's my favorite episode.
God.
Yep.
Absolutely. That stuck with me forever. I was very young when I saw that. Very young.
That was the best episode, I thought. This guy, the world comes to an end, basically. There's an atomic bomb. He's the last man standing, loves to read. He's so excited. He goes to the library, has a total pile of books, and just as he sits down to read the books, his glasses fall off and break, and that's how the episode
ends.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember who played him?
I don't.
Burgess Meredith, who went on to be the penguin in Batman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is that one now? Now, Michael says the Broadway show, if it comes to Broadway, they distill 8 episodes. Is that one of the 8 episodes?
I don't believe that is one of them.
Oh. No.
But there is the one. There's the one, remember, where the Martians come down, or the outer space people come down, and they're making the world a better place, and then they want to bring some of the humans up to their planet. And they've given them this book. And then as the guy's getting on the UFO, the woman says, "Don't get on that UFO. We've translated their book, How to Serve Man. It's a cookbook."
How to Serve Man.
How to Serve Man.
That's
it's a cookbook.
All right, Alice. We'll check back with you later, kid.
See you guys.
Bye.
Did they have the Twilight Zone episode where the lady is not able to give her speech and then the man says she's not allowed to fly in an airplane? Did they have that episode?
I don't think that's in the Broadway version.
Oh, how about the one when they're sitting in the diner with the fortune-telling machine in the booth?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, that was a good one.
Mine and also, you can't forget the one with William Shatner where he's on the plane and he sees the goblins.
ripping
the engine apart.
Mine wasn't a real episode. I was making fun of Pelosi and Trump. You can't give your speech. You can't fly my airplane. You didn't get that, huh?
No, I did not get that.
Oh, I was pretending that this is the Twilight Zone that we're living in now.
Oh.
Come on, Michael.
I live in the Twilight Zone every morning working with you.
Are your ears open?
Yes, they're open.
The lady says he can't give a speech. The guy says you can't fly my airplane. You didn't get that, huh? All right, fine. Thanks, guys. At least in the control room, I'm getting, I think, some support. What's Lou laughing about? Lou's filling it on the board.
Twilight Zone episode.
And
nobody understood what the heck he was talking about.
Well, I thought it was
very
clever.
Nobody got it.
I thought it was very clever.
It was not.
Hey, Adam Schiff was also, you know, Trump at the last minute said, "Pelosi, you can't go visit the troops in Afghanistan and stop off and visit our NATO friends in Brussels." They were just about to get on the bus to go to the plane. So he stopped him. Also on that trip was Adam Schiff. You know why he stopped this trip. And also, Elliot Engel of New York was another guy who was on that.
Our congressman, yeah.
Here's Adam Schiff.
Whether this kind of fifth grade conduct is going to contribute, it's hard to see how it's very constructive. But at the end of the day, whatever his motivation is, we're going to do our oversight.
There you go.
Give me Rod Serling any day.
Want some more?
Frankly... there has been far too much said about that already. And I think the president's decision to disclose a trip that a speaker is making to a war zone was completely and utterly irresponsible.
Well, she's not making it anymore, so what's the big deal?
I know. It is, but on both sides, Michael. Really, it's just, it's silly. I mean, it's just, it's schoolyard.
Well, she started it.
Oh, so that's what you're going to say. You started it.
She started it by rescinding the invitation for him to give the State of the Union in the House of Representatives. She began this little tit for tat.
You know what other story got buried? We just mentioned it in passing yesterday.
What?
About how Michael Cohen took a bag of cash.
Oh, yeah.
And he shortchanged. He had some guy who was associated with Jerry Falwell, but it had to do with online polling.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were paying some guy to influence online polling to benefit Donald Trump.
Right.
So I guess they promised to give the guy $50,000.
Right.
So apparently Cohen has a paper bag of $12,000 or $13,000 he gives the guy, but he charges Trump and the campaign $50,000.
Oh my God.
So
you're going to believe anything that Michael Cohen says?
But the funny
he's bilking his own client.
But the funny part for me is that you know what Trump said throughout the campaign?
We're in a rigged system, folks. This is a rigged system.
Yeah, he was rigging the polls.
He was right.
He was right.
A bunch of crappy online polls.
That's how we do.
Nobody pays attention to.
Unbelievable. So what do you, is there any hope? I mean, this is crazy.
For the shutdown to end?
No, but I'm just saying with this back and forth, you know, you can't give your State of the Union, you can't fly. But the funny part was to me, was he didn't want them flying on a military plane. He wanted Nancy Pelosi to stay in Washington to negotiate.
Yes.
But he said in his statement, well, she wants to fly commercial.
Nice little Trumpian sarcasm.
Nice little dig.
It was a little Trumpian sarcasm.
It was.
That's what it is.
What it was. So, there's no hope here, huh?
No, I don't see them coming to any deal anytime soon. It'll ultimately be, I think it's still going to be at the airports. If the airports really get screwed up, then the American people will be upset.
Don't you have sympathy for these government workers? Seriously. I mean, these people are getting
screwed. I don't want them not to be able to pay their mortgages.
Yeah.
They're pawns in a bigger game.
Yeah.
You know, but the Democrats could get them back to work by simply finding a compromise over border security with Trump.
Right.
It's not that hard. Trump's ready to go.
He needs to compromise too.
He's ready.
He's not going to get 5.7 or 8 billion for his vanity wall.
No, but he can get some money for the wall.
I think he can
start building it.
I think he can, but they did offer. They had a whole deal in place, which included DACA and the visas.
Well, now Trump may have to offer them DACA. And
he's
a path
have to.
And a path to citizenship.
Oh, but Ann Coulter may not allow that.
Well, we shall see.
Geez. All right, coming up next, your chance to win tickets to see The Who. And a delay in what they are calling the suicide surcharge. It's a temporary break for struggling cab drivers. And we have a chance for you to win $1,000 at 9:05. And we have Mark Simone at 10, all right here on 710 WOR. You know, it's time for podcasters to get the recognition they deserve at our iHeart Radio Podcast Awards presented by Capital One. It's the first major podcast awards where your votes decide who wins. Hosted by Holly Fry, Bobby Jones, and Charlemagne the God, with a live video stream hosted by Mario Lopez. You can listen live right here on WOR tonight at 11 o'clock. The iHeart Podcast Awards are sponsored locally by Lincoln Tech, the leading technical school in New Jersey for over 70 years, and they're number one in automotive, HVAC, and electrical and electronics. No other school can make that statement. Get hands-on training and put your potential to work at Lincoln Tech. Visit lincolntech.edu for details. Traffic details now. Bernie Vider.
All right, everybody, just a couple of minutes. We are going to be giving away tickets to see The Who. We're going to play a bit of a song. You have to identify that song to win a pair of tickets to see The Who at the Jones Beach show. So stick around for that. How the Mighty Have Fallen. Remember Chris Hansen, the host of To Catch a Predator, Len?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. Yeah. Everybody knows this show. It hasn't been on for a long time.
No, but
he would trap these old guys into thinking they were coming to have sex with like 14-year-old girls.
Minors.
And then the guy would show up and Chris Hansen would say,
"What are you doing,
Chris Hansen?"
"No, you're not."
"Yes, I am."
"No, you're not."
"Yes, I am."
"Please let me go home, guys."
"Okay. Sir, guys, it'd be best if you went out this door."
"No, because I'm going to get arrested. I know what's going to happen. Sir, I really can't afford to do this. I can't."
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be trolling 14-year-old girls.
Well, anyway, Chris Hansen now, he owes $250,000 in taxes. He's been evicted from his apartment. He owes $60,000 to American Express, $125,000 to a bank, and over $1 million to a mortgage lender. And he has been evicted from his NYC apartment. Wow. Boy, there must be some guys sitting in jail hearing about this who are jumping
around,
dancing
right?
for joy.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
Yesterday the story was he had bounced a check. That was the whole thing.
Right.
And now he has all these other issues.
This is according to TMZ. He's broke. Now, you would have thought he would have made a ton of money. That was a highly rated TV show, and he must have had piece of ownership.
I don't know. I don't think he had ownership. It was an NBC show.
He was
an NBC employee, but I don't know. I don't know how someone falls that far, but maybe he has other issues. He does.
Maybe he does.
Yeah.
Maybe. Ooh, wouldn't that be ironic if they were,
No.
Would not be ironic.
They're just money issues, obviously.
Serious money issues.
You know, this taxi thing is just, I don't know where to go on this. They're calling it the suicide surcharge. What happened was the state legislature passed this law that starting this past January 1st, they would tack on $2.50 as a surcharge for taxis and other hailed vehicles in Manhattan. And that would raise $1 million a day for mass transit. It seemed good, except that, the taxi, I think I heard somewhere that would make the first taxi drop just walking into a cab $6.
Wow.
And you know what's been going on with medallion cabs and how it's been chronicled how several of these medallion owners have taken their own lives in the past couple of years because of Uber and Lyft. And, their medallion is now worth a fraction of what they paid for it.
Right.
And they can't make a living. And now, so what happened was a judge put this on hold because a lawsuit was filed by all the taxis and the car groups.
Right.
And so a judge put it on hold until the 31st of January when more arguments will be heard. But there was a rally yesterday, and this is Robbie Desai of the Taxi Alliance.
"On the day when we were mourning our fallen brothers, Albany was basically making a plan to bury all of us."
Yeah, so they were talking about the fact that someone had passed, and then Albany was passing this plan.
"This surcharge needs to be removed. Yellow cabs and green cabs must be exempt from this surcharge."
$6 just to get it, open the cab door?
I think so.
That's a little steep.
I heard someone say that, yeah.
I got to say, that's a little
steep.
Well,
I was, I don't take cabs that often. But I was in the city several months ago. I couldn't believe, and I was just going from down in Tribeca here to where you were. Remember that time we had dinner over in the West Village?
Oh, Perry Street. Yeah,
I was surprised how pricey it was.
Yeah,
just for that little ride.
Take your bike. That's what I do.
Yeah, like you do, huh?
All right. Yeah, that's me. Okay, here we go, folks. The Who are kicking off their Moving On Tour with stops at Madison Square Garden on May 13th and Northwell Health at Jones Beach Theater on September 15th. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But now is your chance to win them before you can buy them. Just be the first caller who can correctly identify this song by The Who. If you know that song, call 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Call now, and you could win a pair of tickets to see the Jones Beach Show.
This has been a very cool contest. Gotten a lot of interest. The phones just go nuts, so this is great.
And here they go. All right, now let's get the news at 8:30 from Joe Barlick. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Michael. A little light coating of snow on the roads this morning. It'll complicate the commute a little bit. The real challenge comes this weekend. The big winter storm goes into effect at noon on Saturday and will stay with us until 6 p.m. Sunday. 1 to 3 inches with freezing rain expected in the city, upwards of 12 inches possible further north. Further north you go, maybe like Albany, it could get into the 2-foot range. But the sanitation department says they're ready this time. 1,600 plows and 700 salt spreaders ready to go. All right, a new report from BuzzFeed says President Trump told former attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about his business dealings in Russia. Now, Cohen claimed the negotiations for a Trump Tower in Moscow ended months earlier than they did. He wanted to hide Trump's involvement. That's what he told Congress. It's a lie, according to this report this morning. Political analyst Rick Klein telling Len and Michael this morning he thinks Republicans are going to stand by Trump.
I think the witch hunt cries, the obfuscation around it, the shifting stances and shifting goal lines about what has to be proven here, I think they'll argue that this was merely a suggestion by the president, if there was even evidence.
Yeah, there you go.
I think Len was getting a little ahead of himself this morning, don't you, Joe?
Well, he's out of office. Smoking gun, totally, impeachment, see you later.
Wait. There were a lot of ifs, if he's on tape directing this. A lot of ifs here.
No, there was a ha-ha. It was a very clear ha-ha.
It's an aha.
It was an aha moment, which is half facetious, because there's an aha moment with this guy every other day.
That's right.
That's right. No, the point, forget it.
Never mind. Go ahead with the news, Joe.
Yeah, forget it.
All right. Let's talk about something more serious. The caravan.
Oh, yes.
Oh, please. Is this welcome to Fox News.
Anyway, a coalition of sheriffs along the U.S.-Mexico border say the idea of a wall as the only solution to immigration is misguided, Len.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were doing a story because they thought it was a great idea.
I'm doing it because it's a story.
Because you're fair.
The Southwestern Border Sheriff's Coalition represents 31 counties from California to Texas. In a letter, the chairman, Arizona Sheriff Leon Wilmot, says there are places where physical barriers make sense, but the best solution is turning to more technology.
Oh, I agree with
that. The drones, right? Oh, yeah.
No, I've said that all along. I thought the wall was stupid, but go ahead.
Drones.
All right. Governor Murphy has struck a deal to raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour. It will increase to $10 an hour in July and then jump a dollar every year after that until it gets to 15.
We'll get to $15 an hour for most workers by the year 2024, which is a big deal.
All right. He says it's going to change lives. Mayor de Blasio not supporting that city council bill that would let workers unplug when they go home from work. The measure would have fined businesses $250 if they required employees to answer work-related texts, phone calls, and emails after business hours. How much do you think iHeart would be fined if you guys did that? if you didn't have to answer your emails after you left?
Hmm. We got a lot of emails.
Yeah, I know you do. Know.
Well, you answer all of them.
I just ignore them. You know, when they come from the management here, he dies.
No.
Delete.
You know, I'm not in the office.
I don't want them to be fined. You know, I'm looking out for them.
See, there you go. Anyway, the mayor's office said this would be tough to enforce. And Netflix, not worried about competition from Amazon, Hulu, or HBO. You know where they're worried about? Fortnite.
What's that?
It's a video game.
Oh, huge video game. Where have you been? Under a rock?
I don't play video games. I'm 52.
But you hear people talking about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, please.
It's unbelievable. It's a Fortnite thing.
Listen to this. Netflix has, they say, 10% of the TV screen time in the United States right now. Mm-hmm. And they say their biggest challenge is getting people to watch TV and movies rather than play Fortnite, the video game. They say, we compete with and lose to Fortnite more than HBO.
Wow.
I could see that happening. My son came in the room the other day. He's like, I have such a headache. I said, oh, no, what's the matter? He's like, too much Fortnite.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Have you ever played it, Joe?
I have not, no.
I have not either, but it's...
Is it a violent game?
It's addictive. Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
I think it's like a war game, isn't it? It's a war game.
Yeah, it's a strategy game, too, and it comes out... These things come out once a week or once a month, and they all run on it, start playing, and it's an addictive game.
Hmm. Well,
bad.
Well, I have to give it a shot someday. But okay. I'm not reading a book.
You live an exciting life.
Sounds so boring.
His bubble bath and a book. Are you kidding me? Nothing better.
You know what challenges Netflix in my house? Bantam Classics.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
Good. Yeah. I do. Yeah. I'm reading The Sheltering Sky by Paul Bowles right now.
That's great, Michael. Yeah. Keep it to yourself.
You ought to start a book club, Michael.
He has one.
He goes to a book club.
I do.
He's in a book club.
Yes.
Yes.
We're reading Graham Greene's The Ministry of Fear. It's excellent.
This is what I'm dealing with here. It's unbelievable. Gosh.
All right, Len, I'll challenge you to a game of Fortnite when we get back.
Good.
All right.
Someone will wake up.
Stick around. The phones are open. What do you think of the report that Trump ordered Cohen to lie to Congress? And if it's true, should he be removed from office? Or is there nothing there because he never built the tower? We want your opinion on this explosive, and I use the word in quotations, report. Plus, you want to win $1,000. Your next chance is coming up at 9:05 on 710 WOR. Hey, it's time for podcasters to get the recognition they deserve at our iHeartRadio Podcast Awards presented by Capital One, the first major podcast awards where your votes decide who wins. Hosted by Holly Frey, Bobby Bones, and Charlemagne the God, our friend, with a live video stream hosted by Mario Lopez. Listen live on WOR tonight. That's tonight at 11 o'clock. The iHeart Podcast Awards are sponsored locally by Lincoln Tech, the leading technical school in New Jersey for over 70 years. They're number one in automotive, HVAC, electrical, and electronics. No other school can say that. Get hands-on training and put your potential to work at Lincoln Tech. Visit lincolntech.edu for details. And now let's get the traffic. Bernie Mac.
Morning, everyone. At 8:42, we have some snow flurries, the bad stuff coming tomorrow into Sunday. And we have a few open lines. It is Open Phone Friday. Lots to discuss, and anything you want to discuss. It doesn't have to be about Michael Cohen supposedly being told to lie by the President of the United States. If you want to talk about Pelosi and Trump and their little schoolyard dust-up. we're talking about The Twilight Zone. Maybe you have a favorite episode you wanted to mention because The Twilight Zone may be coming to Broadway. Anything that's on your mind, we're at 800-321-0710, and we'd love to hear from you. But first, we've got a winner. For the who.
Congratulations to Rick Schmall from West Babylon, New York. He was the first person to correctly identify this song by the Who.
Well, this is the clip that we played.
Right.
And once again, we used just a little instrumental portion, and that, of course, is Pinball Wizard.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball from Soho down to Brighton.
Yeah, from Tommy. Right, that's from Tommy.
It is from Tommy.
Love that one.
Lenny,
can you hear me?
before we take your calls, just wanted to point out a tweet from the president this morning.
Uh-huh.
This quote, according to the Washington Examiner, he's quoting from a border rancher. A rancher on the southern border, he said, "We found prayer rugs out here.
Oh, it's unreal. Wow."
And then the president said, "People coming across the southern border from many countries, some of which would be a big surprise. Oh, my God, prayer rugs. You had a Muslim coming across the border? Ah, must be a terrorist, Michael." What kind of thing is that to say?
Well,
they have a prayer rug.
I don't know, but it would be unusual, don't you think, for a Muslim to be coming from across the border? Is there a big Muslim population in Honduras? In Mexico?
Well, I just think he's making a mistake by saying he, without saying it, is equating prayer rugs to terrorism. And that's not right. That's just not right. Uh-huh. Hey, let's go to Joe in Norwalk, Connecticut. Hey, Joe, what's up, guy?
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Hey, Joe. How are you, Joe?
All right. Hey, listen, I wanted to explain to Len a little bit about why us Trumpsters are giddy about the little, what's supposedly tit for tat when it comes to canceling that plane trip.
Right.
If you guys can name me one Republican that would have done something similar, I mean, you can't find one. And at the end of the day, when you have 100% coverage of actions by the liberal Democrat media that never scrutinizes the Democrat and their baby reactions to everything Trump, at the end of the day, they deserve to get what they give.
All right, and Joe. We hear you. I know what you're saying. And he's saying who else would have done what Trump did, so that's why he's giddy. I get it.
Hey, let's go to Ralph in the Bronx. Good morning to you, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph.
Good morning, guys. I just want to know why there's this double standard with the Democrats and Republicans. Whenever Donald Trump, something happens, it's, you know, the world is going to end. I mean, I just don't understand, you know, how when the Democrats do a dirty deed, it's not national news.
Well, because
Trump does something.
Because, Ralph, the mainstream media hates Trump and they love the Democrats.
I mean, I remember a president looking right into the television and saying, I did not have sex with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy still stayed president. I mean, they didn't kick him out.
Well, they weren't going to throw him out of office for that. I don't think that was a matter
of... Oh, yeah.
If Trump did the same thing...
It kills me.
I don't know. But, Trump with the Access Hollywood thing then got a total pass. So, I don't know, Ralph.
He wasn't a public servant then. He wasn't on my payroll. This guy's on my payroll now.
I hear you. All right.
You know, that's the other thing. Could you guys do me one favor?
Uh-huh.
Whenever you talk about free things like free tuition, free health care, change it to taxpayer-funded.
Exactly.
Good line.
Taxpayer-funded tuition.
Thanks, Ralph.
I feel better because it comes out of my pay.
Right. Thanks, Ralph. Good line.
Thanks, pal. Guys.
See you later.
Let's go to Trevor. Trevor in Brooklyn wants to talk about the Twilight Zone. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
What's up?
All right. Pretty good. Pretty good from New York City. I'm just calling because I remember the episode that was my favorite was the one about the future. You remember when this man had the company basically from his father, and then what happened at the end, he wound up laying off everyone due to computers and stuff.
Oh.
Then actually he wound up losing his job too due to computers too about the future. That's what kind of happening now with jobs.
Well, that's Rod Serling. Very clever.
Very prescient, that one.
Hey, Sam, we can give you in New Jersey. Just tell us your favorite episode because we're running out of time.
Yeah, my favorite one is an episode called The Whole Truth where a used car dealer sells a haunted car to Nikita Khrushchev and he has to tell the truth. The car is haunted and you have to tell the truth if you own it.
Wow.
I swear nobody has ever heard of this episode. I have it on my DVR now.
Really? That's a good one. That's
Thanks,
an obscure
Sam.
One.
That is sounds like a liar. Sounds like Liar Liar, the movie.
I got to look up that one.
Yeah. When we return, we will check in with Alice Stockton Rossini. We want to see what's going on. Are people buying up everything in the stores? We'll see. We'll check out with Alice and your next chance to win $1,000 coming up after the news at 9 o'clock. But now, let's go to Bernie Viter.
UOR.
All right, just a moment. We're going to check in with WOR's Alice Stockton Rossini out in New Jersey to see how people are preparing for the big storm this weekend. But first, let's check in with Joe on Staten Island. Good morning to you, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'm driving in Brooklyn right now, and a salt truck came by and been laying out salt, and it's like 35, 36 degrees in my car temperature gauge. And not even 3 minutes later, a sweeping truck came down and swept right up with a salt spreader. I don't understand what's wrong with the sanitation department.
Uh-oh, we could...
Hey, everyone's found gainful employment.
we could be in for some trouble this weekend. You spread out the salt, and then they sweep it up. Right up.
That's a good call, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, pal. That's
Appreciate
pretty
that.
Funny.
That's
right. Is that funny?
And de Blasio says, what is the Who song? We're going to be prepared.
That's right.
We're prepared.
Well, he said in his statement yesterday that he's ready, the city's ready, and what he did was he quoted the Who song. He said...
As the Who once said, we won't be fooled again.
So he was course, listening to our show is a way.
Absolutely, no question. He's big fans of ours. Big fans.
Big. He loves the show.
Yeah. All right, let's check in with WOR reporter Alice Stockton Rossini in New Jersey. Hey, Alice, so are people in a panic mode? Are they stocking up on food and toilet paper?
They're beside themselves out here in Parsippany. They can't believe it. A winter storm is upon them, and it's going to be big, and it's going to be ugly, and it's going to be on a Saturday, so it probably won't be so bad. there are people, you know, there's large stockpiles of salt and windshield washer fluid, and there's lots of food and lots of water at the ShopRite. I've been to a couple of Home Depots. Plenty of supplies to be had, shovels, blowers. But most people seem to have everything that they need, and they're more than ready for this storm. And the people that are really looking forward to it are the people who have to work it.
We take care of the walks and all the snow plowing and saw on sidewalks. Okay. Why you ask?
Yeah, what do you have here? What do you got on your truck?
It's salt and shovels.
Now you're going to be working all weekend?
Yeah. Beautiful. More money for me.
OT, OT.
Yes.
So he's a private guy making a living?
Private guy, he does driveways, he does sidewalks, and he's ready to roll. So he's going to finish up here today. It's actually, the snow has already turned to rain here in Parsippany, so at the moment I got like a wintry mix here that I'm sitting in. But other than that, people are pretty much, you know, it's not going to be such a bad weekend.
Are you ready?
I guess so. I don't plan on leaving my house. Last time it snowed, it took me 6.5 hours to get home from work, so I don't plan on going outside.
You got everything you need in your house?
I think so. Snowblower, heat, fireplace, water, food, lots of wine.
So you've got a pile of firewood.
Yeah, just in case the power goes out, got to be safe. Got 3 kids, got to make sure we're okay.
Wow, what are you going to do with 3 kids if the power goes out?
I do not know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. That first lady said she had everything, and I'm saying to myself, yeah, what if the power blows? But the second guy is getting logs for his fireplace.
I like the woman who's stocked up on wine.
Well, she was the one, yeah.
You don't need the power to drink some wine.
That's right. But if things freeze up and power lines come down, that's going to be a problem Sunday into Monday. Other than that, this woman is wondering what all the fuss is about.
The big storm. Oh, please. What are we having? A French toast emergency? We all need bread and eggs and milk. We're not going to be stuck in our houses forever. I don't understand the panic still.
I
really
don't.
Do you
think there's a panic?
There will be. Yeah. More tomorrow. For the big storm tomorrow night into Monday,
yeah,
people will be in a panic.
What are you going to be doing this weekend?
Apparently sitting home watching the giant blizzard that's coming in, praying to whatever god I pray to that everything's okay.
This lady's seen it all, boy. French toast emergency.
Pray to the French toast
god.
What?
Yeah. She mentioned the bread, the egg, and the milk, but not the cinnamon, so she does have an emergency.
Yeah, how about a touch
she
of it?
She does.
A touch
she
of vanilla. Does. How about a touch of vanilla?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they're hard to find in a snowstorm. A touch of vanilla.
Well, I think the beauty of this one is it is over the weekend. It just screws up a lot of travel plans because it is a holiday weekend. But it's going to be a mess.
You know what? Ski resorts are loving this. They need this. There hasn't been really a lot of snow this winter, if you actually look at it, right? So out in Mountain Creek, they're celebrating. They can't wait. Got to have some nice fresh powder.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, Alice. Stay safe. Have a great holiday weekend.
Powdered sugar on your French toast, Alice.
See you guys.
Oh, another good one. Very good.
Absolutely.
A French toast emergency. I've never heard it referred to as that.
That's awesome.
I like that woman. That was good. So, all right, don't go away. When we come back, we have the TV morning show mashup. We have found that lady we talked about earlier this morning was swimming with that giant great white shark.
Amazing story.
Her name is Ocean Ramsey. She is drop dead gorgeous, ooh, and she was on the TV talk shows this morning. Plus, your next chance at $1,000 is coming up. But first, let's get the news at 9 o'clock.